I don't like. I'll tell you. I haven't told you the story.
No.
Okay. Are we recording this? Yeah. Yeah. So this is back when I was at undergrad, and I woke up at 3:15 to be at the gym at 4 because I had a client at 4 o'clock in the morning. I had to put gas because, you know, I didn't put gas the night before. So I was putting gas, and I'm at Fry's, and I see, is it like 4 o'clock in the morning? There's no one there, right? It's empty. There's nothing. Parking lot's empty.
Yeah.
Everywhere's empty. I see this girl walking towards me, and she's not walking like a normal pace. She's walking like fast. And so there's a girl walking this way towards me. I'm right here. The car's in front of me.
Yeah.
The girl's walking towards my car. And there's a silver car circling the parking lot.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. This something's weird here.
Something's up.
Something's up. I said, man. I'm about to be like robbed. I'm about to be jumped. I'm about to be, I don't know. She goes, can I get a ride? I'm got to be at my job right now. I got to be with. And she's like crying. Like she goes, please. She goes, there's a guy in a silver car following me. And that's the car that's circling the lot. So I'm like,
sure.
It's either she's with the guy or that her story is true.
Uh-huh.
So I tell her, okay, get in the car after I put a little bit of gas. And so I tell my client, I'm like, hey, I'm going to be late. I have a situation. I'll tell you later. And they're like, no, it's cool. And then she's like trembling as we're talking. And like, I'm just keeping my eye on her bag. That's all I'm looking at.
If she's reaching for something.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm shaking just telling the story because I'm reliving. I was really shaking in the car.
Yeah.
And I think she could tell. And I can't remember what shirt I was wearing, but I started making conversation with her, and she plays Pokemon Go, so I add her as a friend. I still have her as a friend on Pokemon Go.
You should ask her how she's doing. Finish the story though.
Yeah, yeah. So she goes, yeah, I was on this date on whatever app it was. She goes, and we went for dinner. And then he pulled out a gun, and he basically was going to, like, take advantage of me in his car. And she goes, if you wouldn't have came and got me, like, I don't know where. I'd probably be dead right now. Okay. So I took her to her motel that she was staying at. So that's, like, a sign that.
That's something.
Yeah, something.
Different.
Something different. And I just tell her, like, hey, just, like, be safe. Like, just don't go on some weird dates anymore. Like, yeah. And
was it far?
Yeah, it was like 15 minutes away from the gym, and mind you, the gym was on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was far. Yeah. I was late. But yeah, that was that weird situation.
But after that, she left the car and
no, she left. She it, like, okay. Her, the story was true, or she just thought, this guy's too nice, and I'm going to screw someone that I mean over.
Her vibe about,
yeah,
you.
I don't know. But I don't think so. But I still have her on Pokemon Go. Hopefully she's doing it right.
The start of the story is completely not where I was expecting the story to go.
I think if it was worse, he would have told us sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Another time, really quick before we start.
Yeah, yeah.
So another, I was at the gym.
Don't go to the gym,
working
everyone.
At the gym or working out at the gym?
I was leaving the gym,
uh-huh,
to go catch Pokemon. Pokemon Go, I guess, has
in
some
this
weird
time frame.
Gym and Pokemon
time,
Go just, yeah, does not go good
doesn't together. Go together. I was going to the park.
Yeah.
So I told Nicole, hey, I'm going to log into your account. I got to catch you a Trimeco or whatever it was at the time, a rare Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And so on the way back, I cut through. So always use your trails, right? I didn't use the trail. I just cut through just like some random.
Yeah, you're trailblazing.
Trailblazing, yeah, that's the word. Someone honked at me. I'm like, okay, like, maybe it's someone like really enthusiastic about using your trails or conserving the environment or whatever it is. So I'm walking towards the gym. There's an apartment complex right before the gym. And so the first exit, I'm walking there. He goes in, does a U-turn. He goes, "Hey, man, how are you?" I'm like, "I'm good." I'm staying away from the car. And I'm like, "I'm good." And he goes, "Hey," he goes, "you like movies?"
It's like the version of "you like candy for Jesse."
And that's how Legendary Sip was born.
I love movies.
I was like,
"Hey, kid, want to buy some movies? You want to talk about movies in my car?"
And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Hey, look at these movies right here." He goes, "You want to watch some movies with me?" I'm like, "No, I'm leaving. I'm leaving right now." And so I'm walking away. It's a red hatchback. I keep that in mind. I don't take a picture of his license plate. I'm kind of too afraid at this point to like stop. So,
Watch a movie with me.
And then the second exit, he does the same thing. He goes, "Hey, man, we were talking. Where are you going?" I'm like, "I'm going away." I said, "Don't follow me." And then so I walk behind this car and he drives off and I wait for him to drive off before I go to where I'm going. And I go to the gym and I'm like, "Hey, Ron, I got a story for you."
Oh, okay. Jesse's really good storytelling is up until the conclusion. And then
yeah,
it's
a kung fu movie at that point.
And then it's just done.
Yeah, yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
The setup is good.
The setup is really good.
Holy cow.
For both of them?
Yeah.
Like, and like, I'm not lying at all. Like,
I'm pretty sure you called the first one a prostitute. Like,
she was. Like, I'm pretty sure she was going on dates.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
But...
yeah.
When you're living in a hotel, and if you can afford that, and you're not homeless looking, then that's a weird situation. Yeah.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. My whole body's shaking right now because the adrenaline, that's crazy.
Yeah, just the memory of it.
Reliving that trauma.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. You got any crazy stories?
Not like that.
Yeah, this is not this year. This was years ago for both of them. Yeah.
Mine are mostly just embarrassing stuff.
Like, yeah.
Not crazy like yours, just literally embarrassing. Just
yeah.
Goofy things.
Oh, maybe I'll leave it in. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to tell any story because none of my stories are like that. Like, I fell down in front of a girl one time. Yeah. That type of
story. He got his shorts stuck on my old fence.
That one was funny. But we were kids then. Like, that's a kid story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've never, I guess you guys are just good hearted people because I would never do stuff like that.
Oh, I know.
Good hearted people at the wrong time.
Yeah. I don't think I should be doing that.
Yeah.
Because, like, yours is pretty irresponsible. The first one's pretty irresponsible, too, because, like, that car could have followed you.
I know. That's why I was looking out for her purse. I was also looking out for a car following me.
Right, because if there's no other cars to follow, then they can easily follow you. And
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like it's super easy. I don't think she couldn't have gotten my license plate, but they could have gotten my license plate or something. So
right.
It's pretty crazy. Well,
do you remember if... I'm guessing they didn't follow you?
No, they didn't follow me. No. Yeah. I'm here today, so they didn't follow me.
Yeah, that wasn't part of the story, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as she got into, or right before she got into the car, they drove off because they realized, like she got away or something. I don't know.
Right.
Or that's, in my mind, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Well, now that we've reflected on our daily lives, let's go ahead and talk about this year's movies that we've watched. That was pretty interesting stories. I don't even know. Like, maybe that's the start of the episode. Maybe it's not. I guess we'll find out. But if not, welcome to our end of the year review.
So that's a weird way to open up an episode.
Yeah. This, just a probably going to be our last episode of the of 2023.
Yep.
Just basically all we do is talk about things that we watched, best things, worst things, everything in between. And then we finish off with our goals for next year. So
yeah,
it'll be pretty fun. I hope you guys really took it to like thought about your things.
I'm almost done. I was thinking about it on the right here.
Typical Albert. I know. Almost done.
I know.
I got most of my answers. I don't have them written down, but I have them in my head. But I was thinking it while I was working today.
All right. I also have, like, I just chose random orders when I was doing these two. So, for the most part, it's just random order.
Like, oh, it's just random. It's not in the order that you gave us?
Oh, no, this is an order.
Oh, I meant, like, the order you're talking that we're about. Going in. Oh, you got a, you actually got an outline. You just, I was looking at the text.
but yeah, it'll be pretty free flowing. But we're gonna start while Albert's finishing up. We're gonna start this year. We're gonna finish this year with our final sip.
Our final sip.
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, I was like, I don't have a sell that sip. I was like,
we should have done that.
I was thinking about of this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, we really should have done that.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Hey, Jesse, if you want to go ahead and do the honors of opening our...
I'm still shaky. No, I'm kidding.
Still shaking from that story.
That little shake you might have a...
Nice.
I was expecting more gases.
Me too. But, oh well.
More?
That's fine.
It's,
this
what
is a Sunkissed Berry Lemonade.
Ooh. That sounds good. Sorry if I gave you too much. If you want to switch, we can.
Thank you. That's good.
I've tried this already. But I'll tell you guys my ratings when we get to it.
I was trying. I don't know why I was smelling my mic, thinking I had my drink in my.
Yeah, I saw you.
It smells. It smells really good.
It smells like a
Mountain Dew.
I was gonna say blueberry Slurpee or icy.
Yeah, that one. That's the right
like
one.
Like a fruity.
Like the blue
raspberry, not yeah. Blueberry.
Yeah, blue raspberry. Tastes like it too.
That's good.
I don't know why it made me laugh.
Yeah, I like it. My mom is addicted to it right now. Like,
yeah?
That's why we had an extra one.
Well, tell your mom she can have it.
It's ours. It's mine now. I would give it a 4 out of 5. I like it a lot.
It's very sugary, which is tasty, but I won't drink it, but it's about a 4.
Yeah. 5 for me.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into our first topic. Our favorite drink of the year.
Our favorite drink?
I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh, no.
I'm just kidding. As always, as we always should in life, we should start with the worst things and finish with the best things.
Sounds good.
Did you start with the word? What? How? What?
I was just saying stuff.
Come on, just go with the flow.
Yeah, it had no meaning come to on. It whatsoever.
It's like, what, your birth is the worst thing ever?
Yeah, because you don't remember it. You have no memory. You're
just a baby.
You're a baby. You're a baby. You need to be molded. So you start out at your worst, and you're molded into something great.
And it keeps going downhill from there.
I mean, it's got to peak somewhere, right?
1 year old, I peaked. The best year of my life.
I had no responsibilities.
No responsibilities. I could just lay there. The worst of the worst. So what was the worst movie that we've watched this year? For this one, I have Albert going first.
For me, it has to be Dragon Ball Evolution. When I watched Avatar, I thought it would be that. Last Airbender. Because we still haven't seen Avatar 2. Still. So part of that is my goal of next year, but we can talk about that.
We'll talk about it.
Dragon Ball Evolution is, I think, the worst thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
Including for this year.
Yeah,
for the like that movie made me hate a lot of things. And
what?
It made me hate Goku. It made me hate Bulma. It made me hate Yamcha, Master Roshi. It made me hate all those characters I never thought I'd hate. It made me hate the great ape, you know?
Yeah. Ozaru?
Yeah.
Ozaru? Yeah.
I never want to see that ever again.
But like, Nappa. I mean, but Vegeta.
Vegeta. But Vegeta, we need the sequel.
There's a sequel coming out.
Like, that's the only good thing it had from it is we were making fun of the...
And M. Night Shyamalan's directing it.
Oh, no.
If this was like a fan-made movie, I'd forgive it. Because I think if, well, not even because a fan made movie would be more
yeah, if it was true a fan made movie, I would hate like, it even more.
As a B,
like you're a fan and you made this trash?
Yeah, like this is like a B movie in the worst way. There's not even a parody of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they get so many things untruthful
movie.
Or wrong.
It's an F movie. it's a that movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jesse. What's your
All right. I think Dragon Ball is the lowest movie I scored this year, but I think I enjoyed one even less than Dragon Ball because I at least laughed at Dragon Ball.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
I would say Ant-Man Quantumania is probably my worst. It's probably just... I forgot what I gave it. Maybe a 3, but it's probably honestly like a 1 because I don't remember laughing at that movie or enjoying it at all. Yeah, so Ant-Man Quantumania. Right above Eternals.
Right above... That's not
congratulations,
right.
Congratulations, Ant-Man.
You've made it. yeah, I guess that's a direction you could go.
Yeah.
I was kind of expecting it, to be honest with you. Like, you know, it's Jesse. He's a Marvel hater right now.
Well, yeah. I agree. It's not a great movie either.
It's not a great movie, no. But the worst movie we've seen.
I laughed at Dragon Ball.
For the wrong reasons. It's because it's so bad you're laughing at it. Yeah, not but it's funny.
It's like The Room. Like, you can enjoy it, and that's a really bad movie.
Moving the bar, everyone. Jesse's 101 class.
We should watch The Room, though.
We definitely have to. I do want to watch it, but that's probably a No Good November.
And then we watch James Franco creation of The Room.
We got it. So that's the last one we'll do, and then December we'll do Disaster Artists. We'll do Disaster D's. December.
Okay, we're just going to be watching bad movies all next year.
We can do Junk it in January.
Junk January.
Yes.
Freakingly
bad February.
Wait, do you guys know Red Letter Media?
Yeah.
Okay, they have a. I'll show you the clip later.
Okay.
They have a thing about January and how bad movies are in January.
Mushed up March.
What?
Mushed up March.
What? April? Awful April.
Awful April. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
What's after April?
May.
There were so many M's and J's.
Mayhem May.
Because it's mayhem of how bad it is. What's after May?
May made you cry.
Another J. What's that? What's another?
Oh, what the? There's
Janky.
Janky June.
There's three J's.
July is.
It's Jover July.
June make me want to cry July.
July to me. July. August is another A.
Astonishingly bad August. Sucky September.
Yeah, there we go. We got an easy one. And then, yep, back to the originals.
What's... Oh, I thought we were going to keep going. O's bad.
Yeah. I forgot O. I forgot my own birthday month. Oops.
Oops, October. Oops, I did it again, October. It's the sequels of the bad movie.
All right, anyway, for the sake of just adding another movie in there, I was going to say Dragon Ball Evolution. That is the right answer.
Yeah, it is.
It is,
but I had to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah,
just so my answer is not the same as well. I guess I'll just throw an Avatar there. That's that got the second lowest score for me this year.
Yeah.
Don't make anime and animated movies. Real animated anime movies
if you don't understand the concept.
Yeah.
They tried too hard to make it realistic.
Yeah.
I thought Monster Hunter was worse for you.
No.
Ooh.
It was more redeeming.
You're right. Monster Hunter is worse for me.
You think so?
I think for John, I thought he said that was the worst this year. It's
I'm going to go with Monster Hunter. We're going to have four movies in this part. just because I love Monster Hunter. If you guys haven't watched my video on my Monster Hunter Wilds reaction, go watch it.
It was this week.
It was this week.
It was last week, I guess.
It was a 10 minute video. Like,
yeah.
2 months ago, or two weeks ago at this rate.
Yeah.
With when this episode is getting posted.
Exactly.
But anyway, let's move on a positive note. I don't know why I put that in here. What was the most surprising movie that you've seen all year?
Surprising?
Something that you were going to watch, or that we were set to watch that you weren't really excited about that was surprisingly good. For example, since I put myself going first, I'll just go first. Mine was the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
That's fine.
I didn't really know what to expect going into it.
Yeah.
I think at the point in time, like, the only reason we watched it was because of Albert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
definitely.
I didn't have any attachment to it, but I had a lot of fun in that movie.
Thank you. I was, to just piggyback, I was excited, but I set my expectations really low because I didn't want to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really happy.
We talked about it with the anime and video game movies in the last section.
Yeah.
Like, that has a potential to be a failure.
Yeah, and definitely.
They did a very good job. They did Dungeons and Dragons justice.
Mm-hmm. Did you said there were more movies beforehand? Have you seen the Dungeons and Dragons movies before these?
Nope.
No. Are they bad?
I know there are cartoons back in the 80s, I think.
Okay. Any live action stuff or mostly cartoons?
I don't remember any live action. I wasn't into that.
Okay.
So I don't know for sure.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Probably bad. They came out in the 80s.
Right. Probably bad. Probably as B movies, not really Hollywood level.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay.
Do you have a second movie that you could say surprised you?
That's what I wrote down. So let me think about that. But let's have Jesse go.
Go ahead, Jesse.
I don't know. I have two answers, and I'll explain myself. Mm-hmm. So Oppenheimer, because I didn't really know what I was getting into, and
it's a good pick.
I think I rated it a 7, but I wanted to watch it again. Mm-hmm. I need to buy it. And Godzilla, because I had set my expectations like at a decent level, and it exceeded everything.
Yeah, put our friends to sleep.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well.
Yeah,
That's like everyone's own
everyone's
taste.
Different, yeah,
everyone's different. And Godzilla, man, like, we were supposed to watch a movie yesterday, and I was like, I'm so tired. I was like, but what if I wanted to go see Godzilla? I can go see Godzilla. I was like, oh, I'm still too tired.
All that just for that. Oppenheimer is a good pick too.
Yeah,
but I kind of agree with the Godzilla one just because. Yeah. You know, like,
What have we had? We've had Shin. The MonsterVerse has been kind of hit or miss for me. We've had Singular Point. So Godzilla's been kind of like...
That was the other one we missed when we were talking about which movies we talked about on the podcast.
Did we watch Singular Point this year?
Not this year, but we talked about it on the podcast before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
When we were counting the six.
Yeah, that's why what it one. Was. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But it's been... Like, Godzilla's been not so... At least in my opinion, not so great. I mean, Shin's probably the best out of that, and I have mixed feelings about Shin.
Yeah, but I feel like any of the Japanese ones are still better than the Hollywood ones. Maybe other than the first Godzilla one.
Singular Point sucks.
Yeah. I don't think it sucked, but...
If I wanted to watch mathematical equations, I'd go to my high school math teacher's class.
I don't even remember Singular Point. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I have to look it up.
I mean, for me, most of the Godzillas meld together, so I kind of don't remember
most of them. Like, that's not true. Like,
for me.
Older, yeah. Like, obviously, like, the older films, they kind of blend in with me just because, like...
Black and white.
I'm not like Jesse, you know, where, like, I'm a huge fanatic, but the more recent ones, I could definitely tell them apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I agree with Jesse, like... Like, for as enjoyable as the first Legendary Godzilla film was for me, the rest have been kind of like, I enjoy them just because they're giant monsters.
Yeah.
And we get to see them in, like, pretty good CG. And
just give us a good cast of humans with the monsters. Like, you're getting A-list actors. And what are you doing with them? You're doing nothing.
I mean, that's the problem is, how do you make a plot for the humans?
Yeah.
But then, to finish my point, is just like Godzilla's kind of fallen to the back streams. And so, Minus One was... Well, I really enjoy Shin, but Minus One was pretty good for reestablishing Godzilla as a primary movie.
Yeah, I told my uncle, and he doesn't watch movies after Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. He doesn't watch any movies in the theaters.
Really?
I said,
it's been a while.
Yeah, a very long time. And I was like... I said, no, you don't watch movies in theaters. I said, but you need to watch Minus One. I'll go with you if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did he say yes, he will?
He doesn't really reply enthusiastically. He just said, okay. And then I said, yeah, movies have kind of been sucky this year, but this one's really good. He goes, I know.
Yeah.
That's all he replies.
I remember this now.
Because I think they extended the run of Godzilla, so...
Yeah.
You should definitely go before it runs out.
I definitely want to. If not, I'll get it on Blu-ray or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have another pick, or are you just?
Fine. Mine's Dungeons and Dragons. I wrote it down too because it's the thing that I was hesitant about, even in the trailers and the teasers and stuff. I didn't want to be too excited because I'm going to have my friends watch this. I don't know if I'm going to like it or not. So. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that one succeeded for you.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
In a world where video game, board game movies don't...
Typically, succeed.
Yeah. You got the one.
Yes.
You got the one.
Yes.
Because Monster Hunter is not that, and I never want to watch that movie again either.
Right.
Nah. Yeah.
All right. Highly anticipated movies that failed. Or, I say movies, but it's really like movies, anime, TV shows, anything that we watch this year.
Yeah. Highly anticipated but failed. I'm trying to I only listed things that we watched in theaters. I didn't really pay attention to
for me stuff. For me, the thing that like I really was excited to watch and failed was the Planet of the Apes trilogy.
Oh yeah
I was really looking forward to them
because I hyped them up.
Not even that, like I really enjoyed the first movie in that series.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of sad that I had watched the second one without realizing it. It just goes to show like how great it was.
Right.
And then the third one just kind of doubled up on that. And it's just so disappointing.
Yeah, I think it's more because it's kind of a spectacle in the second and third ones. And it's not much of a thing you remember anymore.
Yeah.
You watch it once and I don't know if I'm going to watch them again. Other than the first one, maybe.
Yeah.
Caesar.
No, I'll watch them again, but probably not for a couple years. I'll probably watch them.
Yeah.
But I'd find them all pretty interesting. Yeah.
I would definitely watch the first one again. Just the interaction between James Franco and Caesar. The dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
The dynamic between the human cast and the apes. Everything in that movie is great. Up until the... No.
And then that's where it kind of goes downhill.
And then the series just drops for me.
Right, because it is about Caesar and his growth, but I feel like he needs a human counterpart that works well with him, even though he does have one.
They progressively got weaker and weaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For some reason I thought the third one the humans were better, but no, I don't have that same sentiment.
Nope.
Yeah.
Had Woody Harrelson in it though.
What's his name? Tallahassee.
Some kind of city.
Anyway.
Who's next?
So yeah, that was my choice. Was the Planet of the Apes trilogy.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be Way of Water if we watched it this year.
Way of Water?
I'm just kidding. I was just messing around.
No.
Albert, do you have one?
I couldn't think of one other than Planet of the Apes. I don't think we've watched too many things that I was disappointed by that we weren't intentionally ready to be disappointed by.
It's been a weird year with the strike and everything. There hasn't really been a lot of movies. We've been going back and watching things that we've wanted to watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So everything that we've watched has been intentional, and so that's probably why.
Minus No Good November. I mean, in a sense.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
We intentionally watch the bad stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think you just kind of sprung No Good November after Kong Pal, and we just kind of said, okay, let's have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you even look at, like, everything that was released this year, there hasn't really been, like, anything that we've wanted to see in theaters.
Yeah. He missed out on Barbie.
I'm okay with that. I mean, I do want to watch it still. But I was pretty happy with what we got from Oppenheimer, too.
Yeah. We'll buy it used. We'll buy it used.
Do you have any anticipated movies that failed?
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
In the sense, not Guardians. Guardians was fine. It was okay. It wasn't the best, but it was okay. My anticipation, but met with failure, was actually Underwater, because I was really excited to show you guys.
You kind of did hype that one up.
And I was really excited, and I was like, and I hyped it up in my own head because I remember watching it, and you guys didn't really enjoy it. And I sort of enjoyed it, but I was really excited for your guys' excitement.
It was, I would say, my hype and experience watching Underwater was kind of simmering the whole time instead of ever boiling over.
Yeah.
For, like, excitement level.
It didn't get there.
Yeah, they have all, like, the ingredients of, like, setting it up.
Yeah.
And then just kinds of,
there was a couple cool moments, and then it just kind of...
They just do cheap jump scares and...
Yeah.
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 Like, they set up some lore, and then, oh, there's Cthulhu, and then, oh, that's it.
Yeah. I got another surprise kaiju movie coming up next year.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is it new? Is it old?
It's sort of new.
For Giant January?
For Giant January? That's not even a J.
Alliteration.
It's alliteration, though.
I was just kidding.
I will figure it out.
We'll figure something out, yeah.
When we watch kaijus. Okay.
I'm really excited to see what actually is coming out next year, just to see.
Not much. I looked through next year.
Yeah, like,
we got Kraven the Hunter, we got Dune Part 2.
I'm excited
for that one. We got a couple of things. We got Godzilla X Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Still trying to figure out what the X is for.
Times Kong. And Kong.
They're getting shipped, that's why.
Yeah, Hunter I think X it's shipped. Hunter. Yeah, I think they're getting shipped.
Two hunters come together.
We're going to figure out who's the male, who's the female soon.
Who's the top and who's the bottom.
Pink Godzilla scales.
People are mad about that. I'm like, so about cool. I'm like, about, have you seen the trailer for?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait.
Godzilla X Kong?
No, I have not.
Okay, so the day we seen Godzilla, minus one, it was like 3 hours later. As soon as you guys left, I played the trailer. I was like, it got released? And I was like, purple skulls or pink skulls? People are like, oh, I was like, haven't you not seen 2000 or Mega Gearist? Like, that's purple. That's pink right there. Like, that's like the least thing you should be worried
Shin
about.
Shin Godzilla
in this movie.
Has purple.
Shin Godzilla. Like, there's so many iterations that have purple. Like, that's the least thing you should be worried about in this movie. They purposely didn't show you a lot of human stuff for a reason.
They rarely.
I personally think the pink scales look cool though.
I don't hate it. Whatever color, we already have red, we have blue, pink, purple. That's the next color. Like, well, green. I don't think green would work really for Godzilla. That's like
green on green is not cool.
Yeah, that's maybe a Mothra color or some other monster, but not Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go into this movie with very low expectations, and we'll see what happens.
There's another giant monkey running around. I know that.
Yeah, it gets me excited because there's a red monkey, and then there's another.
I saw a still image of, like, a baby monkey.
Yeah. I don't know the story behind it, but it makes me, like, give me a Primal Rage movie. I want a Primal Rage. I want a rated R Primal Rage movie.
I don't know if you saw on Instagram, like, people were mad. I sent you a meme of it. of like people being mad about how fast Godzilla runs in the trailer. Yeah. And then he does they show a clip of him doing the flying dropkick.
Yeah.
Godzilla shouldn't be this mobile. And then they show a video of him like jumping and dropkicking
Megalon.
Megalon, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
People just want to be mad about things.
There's been some goofy Godzilla
stuff. On Facebook, I saw like another thing about like, oh, we did it for Sonic. Let's do it for Godzilla now. And I'm just like, why?
That's
Sonic,
not happening.
Sonic never had teeth. That's the problem. It looked ugly. This actually looks cool. Like,
yeah. Yeah. There's so many people that like this franchise that it's the people who dislike it's not going to make a dent. So just enjoy all the other Godzilla movies and try to enjoy the MonsterVerse if you can. Like,
yeah, I feel like it's a franchise that won't change to what its fan base wants.
Yeah.
I feel like Sonic would, but not Godzilla.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, for me, the MonsterVerse is just watching giant monsters fight, literally. That's all it's good for.
Like, it's like Pacific Rim for me, but that's just like bad humans, action, giant monsters. You can't argue against that. You can't argue against that.
You're not wrong, but I would argue that it's pretty bad action too. So, moving on.
Wait, let me look up what else is in 2024.
Yeah, you can look.
Yeah, you can do that. Were there any episodes that you guys really, really wanted to record this year?
Oh, I thought about this one. I wanted to do a lot more in No Good November because
we had a lot lined up.
There's so much lined up.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to do like 6 months, like a chunk of bad and a chunk of bad.
Like maybe every third month or something.
Maybe every third month we'll throw in like
one or two.
One episode or something. Maybe.
Just to take a break from watching movie theater movies.
Yeah, we'll see. But something I wanted to record this year, I really wanted to do another Stanley Kubrick movie. I don't know which one it was. Probably Eyes Wide Shut because of the like weirdness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see your guys' reaction to it because you remember Parasite, right?
Yeah.
Then there was like a one point in the movie where everything just like flips and you're like, what is this? Like, what's going on?
What happened here?
That's how it was for Eyes Wide Shut. And that was a couple years before Parasite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, what is this movie? So we'll see. And there's also, I've been holding off on other Stanley Kubrick movies just to kind of experience them with you guys as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I would want to watch like Inception or something. Or go back and watch Shin Godzilla.
Haven't we seen Inception?
Inception? I don't think we talked about it.
Really? Oh, we've seen Interstellar.
Interstellar.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm down for Inception.
I was thinking about Harry Potter, because I don't know if you guys watched some of Harry Potter.
I've watched all of Harry Potter. I'm down to do that, too.
At least the first one.
I fallen asleep during the first one when I was a kid. I think I fell asleep during Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched kind of all of them, sort of, here and there, but
awake in the sleep.
Falling asleep during movies does not count.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I don't know. I own them all on Vudu.
Look,
so,
man.
Yeah.
So
if I had to sit through Pacific Rim for you, you could sit through Harry Potter.
I'd want to watch at least the first three with you.
Okay. All right.
And then the remaining six.
Eventually.
I mean,
that'd
be nice, but you can watch. You can watch.
We have to chunk them
as many as you want, but
five.
There's eight movies.
There's eight
five
movies.
Okay, so the remaining five.
Seven books.
And then the three bad ones after that.
Okay. We'll talk about it. Maybe for No Good November.
Did we ever watch...
Not for the podcast.
Not for the podcast? Okay.
I've seen the first movie, though.
Okay.
Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah, Fantastic Beasts and all of this.
I haven't seen the other two, but I've seen the first one.
Yeah, I've seen the first two.
Okay.
Yeah, we could do Harry Potter, too. That would be fun. Hogwarts... There's no month with H. Oh, no.
Magic March.
No, nice. Mystical May.
Mystical May. Well, maybe not both of them.
maybe watch all eight movies. Within those 2 months.
Within those 2 months. Literally, yeah. That's actually.
If there's nothing else to watch, we can watch some of them.
Yeah.
Did you find anything?
Oh, no, I was talking.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's your turn anyway. Oh, you said Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Dang, that would be good.
Any anime that you're looking forward to watching?
I haven't kept up with what has been out this year or what's coming out next year.
It was Paradise.
I just watched a lot of JoJo's. Yeah.
It was Paradise. This is kind of like going into like the goals that I want for our podcast going forward. Like,
yeah,
I do want to have episodes where we talk more about anime or manga. Like, they don't even have to be a long hour, like just half an hour, maybe less.
Oh, manga. Right? Yeah.
Manga would be so fun.
Whether it's anime or manga, we do something regular-ish.
Yeah, once a month for either anime or manga. I don't know if we can do both every...
If it's manga, I feel like
manga's easier.
Once a week, at least. Yeah.
Well, once a week?
Well,
you mean one week?
No, like two episodes. So we have our main podcast with whatever we're watching.
Yeah.
And then we could talk about like a couple volumes of...
Yeah.
And what we think. Like, because we don't have to read the entire thing.
Right. It's just our version of a book club where we read a chapter or two.
Yeah.
Or a volume or two.
Maybe a volume. Yeah.
And then we see how we like it. Will we continue reading it? I have thoughts for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it'd be fun. Anyway, but we'll get to those later. We'll get to those later. All right, it's time.
Oh, no. I didn't take a look at what is the time for.
The best movie of the year.
Oh. I already said the best movie of the year.
What was the best movie of the year?
For me, it's Godzilla.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was your 11. That's
true.
Yeah,
that was my 11.
Do you have any other things you want to say about Godzilla?
I'd watch it again. Even if I'm tired during the week, I'd go and watch it. I don't know. I feel like that was a really long episode and I got a lot of what I had to say off my chest about it. So yeah, I apologize in the description. Sorry for like being nerdy.
You're rambling.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like after watching that one, I went back and like I said, I watched Shin Godzilla this week. And I've been watching some videos on Shin as well.
Yeah.
And it's just really interesting going back into like the thought process behind Shin and what we see in the final, like there's like sketches of what it was going to evolve into next. Yeah. And it's like, oh man, that's crazy.
Cool concepts.
And then I realized that the director was
Evangelion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
even crazier. Like,
yeah. That could have gotten pretty crazy in the sequel if we got one. You didn't realize it?
Not until like I watched the videos on.
I thought we talked about it during the podcast.
I feel like we did.
Yeah, I feel like we did.
But it's been a while.
It's been so long, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So if we did talk about it, like...
Oh, wait, we didn't record it, but I think we
didn't
mentioned it.
Yeah, didn't Shin come out before the podcast?
16, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's another one, like, I'm always up for revisiting.
I'm always up for Godzilla.
Yeah.
Maybe not in the near future, but at some point we revisit Shin because...
Yeah.
That's a pretty terrifying one, too, actually. Not as terrifying as the one in Minus One, but...
Yeah, he's pretty scary.
Mm. Especially when his jaws do the alien thing.
Like, right, it opens up and gag.
Yeah.
What about you, Albert?
Movie of the year? Across the Spider-Verse, I think.
That was my second choice.
I actually saved you for last on this part, even though we haven't followed the order. I saved you for last because I felt like you would have been the one that put something just outlandish there, like Godzilla Minus One. Just knowing Jesse, like of all the choices that we had to pick this year, he chooses Minus One. Like,
yeah,
but for me it's Across the Spider-Verse too.
Yeah,
like
that's my second one. I gave that one a 10.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's been a while since I watched a movie with a cliffhanger like that.
Yeah, that was like so good.
The cliffhangers, yeah, just up everything leading up to that final scene between Miles and Miles was pretty great. Not realizing that he's in a different
universe.
And then just to the first one, Into the Spider-Verse, was like really good. So not only top that, but to go across the Spider-Verse,
further beyond,
like it was so good. I had so much fun. That's another one I would definitely watch again and again in theaters. I think I watched it like two or three times in theaters, maybe two.
I think it was twice. Yeah. You wanted to go a third time.
Yeah. And then today I went to Best Buy to buy a new cord for my PS5 controller. And there it is in a steel case book with the first one. And I was just like,
it's on Netflix right now.
It's like, do I want to buy but a steel case?
I just wait for the third one to come out and get the set.
Yeah, but it was there.
Yeah.
But I didn't buy it.
Oh, okay.
I could. I gotta save money. You know, Christmas is coming. Well, Christmas will probably have already passed by this point in time. But
yeah,
man, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely my second choice for sure.
Third choice?
Third choice is probably Oppenheimer.
Hmm.
Maybe? No. I mean, there's a movie that we watched this year, and I've seen it like 6 or 7 times. And I gave it like a 12 or a 13. I broke the scale for it. 2001: The Space Odyssey.
Oh,
that was fun.
Yeah. It's like, is he going Kung Pao with this? Or?
No. But like, that's a movie I can just watch every year and still get something out of it. I'm like going through a phase of conspiracy theories, and I realized every Stanley Kubrick movie is a movie about conspiracy.
Right.
It's crazy.
About the human thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The fluoride in the water. Okay.
Just
the
precious body fluids. Right now. Can you pour me some more drink while you have this mind trip?
Your precious body fluids. Like,
not my fluids.
Thank you.
Like 2001, The Space Odyssey. Like aliens and government cover up and The Shining, faking the moon landing, like the hints of that. Have you heard the song Californication?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who? Okay.
Have you?
Do you know who the Red Hot Chili Peppers are?
Yeah.
Okay, that's just kind of what you just asked us.
Yeah. But have you read the lyrics to that song?
Probably, but I'm not like remind me of its significance in your context.
No, you gotta read them. You just gotta read them.
I can't, dude. He's playing the bit too much right now. I'm like a little concerned for him.
All I've been listening to is conspiracy podcasts. That's all I've been listening
to. I think now you guys understand what we're dealing with. Like, this is why I'm glad Jesse's back on the podcast now. But at the same time, it's just like.
Hey, I hold it back. I hold it back.
I know you do. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, and then the last one is like goals heading into the new year. Podcast-wise. We'll go podcast-wise first.
Okay.
You guys have any?
I mean, for personal and for podcast, I want to watch movies with you guys in this room.
Oh,
get this
yeah,
room ready and then watch movies.
Yeah. We definitely need to do that.
Yeah. Wave Water has got to be the first one.
Yeah.
We got to wait to Albert.
I want to get some soundproofing in this room, at least so it's less echoey when we play movies in here. Hope and then getting the sound ready.
I'll start buying a lot of eggs.
Yeah, egg cartons.
I think I still have some.
Okay. How about you, John?
Me, like, I just want to record more stuff for the channel. Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, hour-long episodes like this, but just small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I did the Monster Hunter reaction. That was fun.
Yeah.
It was weird being by myself, but, like, I don't want to do stuff like that. Like, just video game stuff.
I mean, you can definitely record gameplay with other friends, too.
I have our game, Monster Hunter World gameplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just fun when it's the three of us. Like that's,
it is.
It'd be so bad watching me.
That's
be
the
destroyed.
Fun part of
I mean,
it.
We play something where you're still having fun.
Yeah, we don't have to play these hardcore games where you have to stress about it. We can play like something simple, like
oh no, what button do I use to sharpen my sword?
Like Jesse plays Cuphead or something like that. Something simple.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see.
Moving out to
Overcooked. Yeah.
Played Up.
Are they all food games?
Party games.
Moving Out is a moving.
Movie game?
But yeah, really, those two games were really popular. Overcooked and that other game.
Okay.
Played Up, yeah.
They were really popular the past couple years.
Okay. I thought they were like brand new, but you said the last couple years. So.
I mean, this year and last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You do survival games.
Yeah. Minecraft. There's Lego Fortnite.
Fortnite Lego.
Nicole's been playing that.
Yep.
Yeah.
We could play that with you.
Yeah, it's really casual.
I would definitely play with you for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm kidding.
That's what she said. Okay.
And then personally, like, I just want to be more active again. This year I was not active enough.
I did go to the gym more this year, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah. You seen gains? Seen gains yet?
I haven't weighed myself, but I'm slowly lifting.
Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling better.
That's
definitely
good. That's good. Nice. Wait, did we go from podcast and then you did
kind
your
of
personal?
Mix.
Okay.
Mix, yeah. You can say podcast, personal, whichever.
All right. Both. Podcast wise, I feel like next year is gonna be as uneventful, not as much theater stuff.
Yeah, as a result of this year.
Yeah. So I feel like kind of just maybe solidifying themes in the months, getting different themes.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm pretty sure, mostly stuff that we want to watch on our own versus new movies.
Yeah, I want to watch also like movies we haven't seen, mm-hmm. but that have been out for a while, like classic movies. I don't know.
I have a whole list somewhere.
Gone with the Wind or, I don't know, some stuff like, sorry, older movies, but like stuff that's like.
I don't hate older movies, just like you don't hate female leads. We should go back and watch the Marvels. Oh, Jesse hates female actors.
You want to really watch the Marvels?
Not really.
Okay.
I have this whole list of movies I want to watch eventually.
Oh, didn't you share that list with us?
Isn't that my list too?
You shared that list with us, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we did.
That's our list.
I don't remember if it's my list or your list.
Yeah, it's our list.
It's our list.
It's our list. But yeah, there's all these.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I think I've been marking movies down. I don't know if that's movies that we've watched together or just stuff I've watched.
That's
okay. We'll have to like definitely go through the list if we haven't
done.
Oh,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
There's some stuff listed here I haven't seen yet. Okay.
We'll have to definitely
we can fix that.
Do more movies together. Yeah. Yeah, movies in this room, like Albert said, and then eventually I want to get my living room set up so it's something similar, like a surround sound system.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you something else. The Bruce Lee documentary, I know where to get it.
Okay.
I almost bought it yesterday. Good thing I didn't, because I literally have $0 on my account.
In your spending account.
In my spending account, yeah, my spending account. And there's 10 extra minutes to The Big Boss, the Mandarin cut. There's The Game of Death. There's extra footage, so not just like the documentary, but apparently they found more footage to The Game of Death.
What?
Yeah, so like in a vault or something.
That hasn't been released before.
Nice. You got the burning cart scene in The Big Boss that's finally been released, and I guess other minutes to add up to 10, and then you got the log scene from The Game of Death that we've only seen snapshots of. So I've already seen them on YouTube, but I'm super excited to see them like in their complete 4K
version. How much is that collection or that
Right now on Amazon, and there's only one left until they get it restocked. It's $250.
Dang.
And on eBay, there's one for $190. But I can't
for auction or for just for buy it now?
Just buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just buy it. So, the standard, not the standard, the HD versions are region B. The 4K are region free.
Okay.
So I got to get a 4K player.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. So that's like one of the big things I want to do is whatever I can get out of Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
The very little we have to watch left of Bruce Lee. And then maybe the Bruce exploitation films. Maybe. Maybe.
Interesting.
We'll see. We'll see.
Should also go back to reacting to stuff.
Reacting?
Yeah.
Like what?
Remember how you used to react to trailers?
Yeah, but then I started getting like strikes on my channel because you had to like do specific things, pause it, no audio. Like,
that's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. I've thought about starting up my YouTube channel again, but kind of more art stuff, but I don't know. I also want to do a conspiracy podcast too, so I got too much stuff in my mind and not enough time.
Plan out your days better so you can do some of this stuff.
Yeah, I need to sleep more so I have more energy to do stuff, but I'm trying to do stuff in real life too, like get my garden going and start that up. And
I mean, once you get the garden going, then it takes care of itself.
It's easier, yeah. It's easier as opposed to getting it started. Yeah. Learn how to use power tools. That's something like more proficiently.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, learn how to make stuff just like by myself and be proficient with a saw. Like,
that's just the saw.
Yeah, like the saw, but like
drills.
I will say like
router.
Yeah.
The one thing that I am grateful for my work life was the like couple years that the year that I spent working at the glass company.
Yeah.
Like just learning how to use power tools is very beneficial.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, just as a homeowner too.
Yeah.
Like there's so many stuff.
What are you talking about?
There's so much stuff that I did that looks nice.
Thanks for the clarification.
I do use that at work a lot. Like even though like they don't ask me to at my job that I currently work at, like just being able to hang up stuff or put stuff in the wall, like fix things that they don't have to waste money to call for.
Yeah.
Like it's nice.
Good for you.
Yeah. My house is set up nice too.
Yeah, you just put
after some practice.
After some practice with my house.
Yeah.
Now you know how to level properly?
Yep. All my boards are level. I gotta take my washing machine apart. Yeah, I gotta do that.
I mean, yeah, that's the next thing for me is like getting the backyard clean. We gotta talk about that.
Yeah, sometime. Removing some trees, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I need to get a scion from Orlando's lemon tree, so I can graft onto my orange tree.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But I haven't talked to him yet about that.
Well, yeah, no, you should put more time into your channel if you want to. If that's what you want to do, then you should do it.
I need to do something creative on top of all the work and
you need to live
chores. I think I live pretty decently. I just need to be more organized in time management. I've been exercising more.
You need to lift. No, I'm just kidding.
I've been doing like body weight stuff mostly.
Yeah.
Trying to get to like trying to get a baseline like of doing a certain amount of push-ups, baseline squats, data. and pull-ups.
I use that a lot too.
What?
At work, I use baseline data.
What's is that? Just like
it's
a data system.
It's unrelated to working out.
Yeah. But just like I want to be able to do a certain amount of push-ups, squats, pull-ups, like 7 days a week. Like it's like not a problem. Like you know, monkeys to just kind of like swing all day every day. I just want to be like that, but with like my whole body.
So I can imagine you building
Jesse
an obstacle
course. Jesse wants to be a monkey
in your backyard.
No, I'm just like I want to be like
training to be a monkey.
Jesse wants to be a great ape.
I mean, there was a point in time where I was doing bodyweight stuff. This was probably like 9 years ago, and I was like, I want to be like a monkey. Just like my body weight's nothing, but our muscular structure is very different. But
yeah,
but yeah, I want to just be more active too. Yeah. I'm starting to see like my obliques again.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've lost weight. Well, I always lose and gain, and but I lost weight. So good, kind of, but also not good. Yeah, there's a certain point where it's not good, but I'm still on the good. Yeah. What's up?
No, I was just listening to you ramble at this point.
Okay, some movies next year.
Yep. Go ahead. Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah, Kraven the Hunter.
Morbius 2?
Nope. Psych. Quiet Place Part Day 1.
Day 1.
We still have to watch the second one, right?
Yeah.
I've seen the second one, I think.
I think you might. I think you guys might have done it for the podcast.
I feel like I know I've watched it.
I'm pretty sure you guys did. It. You sure? Really?
Positive.
Interesting.
I've watched it.
All right. Continue with your movies.
Despicable Me 4. Deadpool 3.
What? Deadpool 3?
Oh. Yep. Deadpool 3.
Borderlands movie.
Oh, no.
Borderlands?
I'm trying to remember if it's based on the video game or not.
Hopefully not.
Hold on. I'm checking. It is. So it's the video game that we never played with Jesse.
We played a little bit, and then I just kept getting headaches.
I know.
That's the thing. Computer, like PC gaming, I get headaches. Fortnite, I get headaches. Yeah, Minecraft, I get headaches.
It's the motion sickness from the first person perspective.
Minecraft, you could turn to third person, though. Is Lego Fortnite third person?
It is.
There you go.
Yeah.
We could play Lego Fortnite. We will build a city for you guys.
There's Speak No Evil, I think. That's a Blumhouse Productions movie, so that should be nice and scary.
Are you down for that?
I don't know. There's an Alien movie. It's called Alien Romulus.
Oh, yeah, but I have all the other Alien movies we got to catch up on.
Yeah. Another Transformers movie.
What?
It's called Transformers 1.
Transformers 1?
Yeah, that's coming out in September.
I can't do it. Transformers and Marvel, I'm pretty much, I'm all burnt out on that.
I'm all burnt out on you.
There's a Joker movie coming out based on The Joker by Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a musical.
Huh?
From what I read just now.
I know that Lady Gaga is Harley Quinn.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's a trailer already for it. It's been out for a while.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I'm looking for your Quiet Place Part 2. I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
If we watched it, I don't remember anything about that movie. Because I don't remember seeing it at all.
There's Mad Max Furiosa, which I don't know how to feel about that yet.
I have no idea what that is.
Did you watch Mad Max Fury Road?
Nope.
Was it just us two?
Yep.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. I think that's a movie that you would like.
Me?
Mad Max. For the cinematography.
Probably.
It looks pretty epic.
I'm not going to find Quiet Place.
Because we never did it.
I feel like we just watched it but never talked about it.
I never watched that movie.
It was the just first me, one, then. Right? Didn't we watch the first
one? We watched the first one.
We did a podcast episode on it, right?
Pretty sure. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, then I just watched it on my own for whatever reason. There's a Venom sequel.
Next year?
Yeah, November.
Not excited for that.
I mean, Let There Be Carnage was a carnage of
bad movies.
Shit.
It's untitled. I don't even know if it's going to come out next year. It's just listed here.
I mean, they don't need writers for that, so they're good.
Yeah.
We are Venom.
The only reason I'd be excited for that. Is Andrew Garfield in Venom 3.
That would be interesting.
That's the only reason I'd be excited for that.
Not Tobey Maguire or Tom Holland.
I mean, he's my favorite Spider-Man, so yeah. No.
What are the chances it would be Andrew Garfield?
He hasn't fought his alien. There you go.
Oh, you're right.
There you go.
He hasn't fought his own Venom yet.
He hasn't fought his alien yet.
I mean, Tom Holland hasn't fought his Venom yet, though.
Yeah, but he's fought his Thanos, so he's got his alien taken care of.
He didn't get to 1v1 Thanos, though.
No. 1v1 Thanos? No one can 1v1 Thanos.
That's what I'm saying.
You know who couldn't 1v1 Thanos?
Your mom.
Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel could be one Thanos.
Nah.
I mean, they showed you in the movie she could.
She tried.
It took a power stone.
Your mom took a power stone.
You're stupid.
I don't.
Just another point that Jesse doesn't like female actors.
Wait, you like? Do you like? You like Captain Marvel?
She 1v1 Thanos.
So yes.
Okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
You know
3.
Who else 1v1 Thanos that one?
Stark.
Who?
Scarlet Witch.
Oh, you're right for about 10 seconds, maybe.
Maybe.
He had to use another stone.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know who couldn't 1v1 Thanos?
Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield.
He never got his chance, John.
I was like, Spider-Man?
He never got his chance, John.
Yeah, he never got his chance.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is coming out next year.
We still haven't seen the second one. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet. You excited for Sonic 2?
It's Idris Elba.
I'm the Red Superman.
I'm the Red Echidna. Any video games you're looking forward to, Albert?
I haven't paid attention to that.
Weren't you watching the Game Awards?
That's a lot of... I didn't really pay attention. I just had waiting for Monster Hunter, and I got Monster Hunter. There's a lot of Final Fantasy stuff. I'm not into that. I don't know.
How dare you?
I'm just not. I didn't grow up with the PlayStation, so I didn't... I was more on Xbox and GameCube. So, what about you?
Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah. There's a remaster coming out, right?
The second part
or
of the remaster.
Another part of it?
Yep.
Oh.
February.
There was 7, and there was something else that was released? Crisis Core or something
Crisis
like
Core,
that?
Yeah.
Crisis Core.
And then part 2 of 7?
Mm-hmm. And then there's a Final Fantasy and Apex Legends collaboration with Final Fantasy characters in Apex Legends.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see that. Didn't care. I didn't watch the Game Awards.
I don't play Apex, so.
Apex I want to like, play Apex.
Apex is like...
It's a battle royale like Fortnite.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Teams of three.
Yeah.
You drop in, you collect guns, and you fight other people with zones.
Just
you, like, you choose, like, you choose like characters Fortnite, that yeah. have special powers.
Yes.
Mm, okay.
So yeah. it's like Overwatch and Fortnite together.
Okay, never played Overwatch, but there's a lot on the hub, so.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I would play Apex, but my friends suck at shooting games, so.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, I'm really bad at shooting
games. Like, Jason used to be really good at shooting games. He's trash now. Like, he can't play shooting games anymore. So, if he can't play shooting games, who am I going to play with? Hinaro?
Albert.
Albert. Those guys suck.
You're not getting first place with us.
I'm lucky to get 30th place out of 30 teams. Another team just randomly spawns in and kills us.
No, you should play with Andy and his friends. They've been playing a lot of Call of Duty, though. So.
But yeah, they play Call of Duty, not Apex.
Yeah.
I want to play Apex.
That's true.
Any video games you're looking out for?
I got to play Spider-Man 2, and that's the only one I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that too.
Yeah. Spider-Man and Miles Morales.
No.
Just Spider-Man 2.
Just Spider-Man 2.
Miles Morales is like, it's just DLC basically.
Mm, okay.
I can't say that on the podcast.
I'll cut it out.
Just you would get canceled.
What? You're the one saying it, so.
What? I like the movies. What are you talking about?
But not video games.
You don't like to play as them.
No.
Anyway.
I don't mind playing as him. The story just was
the
not good.
The story's not that great.
It's not that good.
The story's not that good.
John 2.
He's better in the second one.
Is he?
And yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, Kung Fu Panda 4 next year as well.
I started watching a couple movies yesterday before I went to bed. They're on Tubi, so, you know, that's pretty quality right there.
The first one
I started watching out of curiosity, because the title, Kung Fu and Titties. And I stopped like 2 minutes in, and I went to
Was it rated XXX? Or like, what is it?
I don't know, but those boobs like in the first minute. And then
what is this guy's problem, man?
And then started watching Kung Fu Zombie.
What is he doing with his life?
How was that? Did you stop at 3 minutes?
This
in?
Has been no, the Legend of Exit podcast. We won't see you guys in 2024.
I've made it 15 minutes in, and then 15? I started working on the project in the garage, and I was also working on my compost. And I was like, I gotta go to bed. I'm tired, so I went to bed and I turned off on my computer. Yeah.
Kung Fu Zombies. Okay.
Yeah, Kung Fu Zombies. I think it has some pretty notable actors in there.
No?
Yeah, it came out in 1981.
Did you remember anyone?
No, I don't. I could probably like point them out like in a different movie.
Yeah.
But everyone seemed to be kind of new.
Okay.
Or I was unfamiliar with. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Kung Fu movies. We got to do more Kung Fu movies. Strike hard September still.
We'll see. I mean, yeah, there's other Kung Fu movies that I want to watch, but...
We should see some Jackie Chan ones, too.
Not Kung Fu Zombie, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe like Shanghai Nights or Shanghai Noon.
Yeah, Fearless.
Fearless.
Yeah.
I like Fearless.
What's the other movie with Shanghai in the name with Owen Wilson?
I literally just said both of them.
Shanghai Noon?
Oh, that was Shanghai Nights?
That's yeah. Both of them.
Oh,
Shanghai Nights and
Rush
Shanghai.
Hour.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in a long time. So long time.
It's okay. It happens. I just really want Jesse to play video games with us.
I know. That'd be fun.
If I play video games with you guys, then I have to play video games with Nicole, and I literally have no time for myself. Not that I don't like playing video games with my fiance. Not that.
Okay, hold on. Just stop right there. Okay.
Time for yourself is time with us.
If you play video games with us, and there are games that Nicole has, she could play with us.
Yeah.
So you simultaneously could play with her and us.
Yeah.
Two birds, one stone.
All right. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Like if she wants to join in our Fortnite Lego world, she can.
She's playing that right now.
We join her then.
I want to start my own world.
Oh, okay, that's fine. We can start. We can go in the same world, but then just go somewhere else and build.
Okay. But she's gonna want Jesse.
Wait, that's okay. He can split time.
Can you do two parties in one world?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay.
Because it's just like a bunch of people can play in one world,
right?
And they can do whatever they want.
You treat it like Minecraft. You can go anywhere.
Hmm. Okay.
Separately,
we can go find our own land, do our own thing.
All right.
Find fun stuff to do in there?
Yeah.
Maybe not tonight, but...
Not tonight.
That's fine.
We could play some Rocket Racing.
Rocket Racing.
It's another thing that Epic does.
They took Rocket League and made it a racing game.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It looks kind of like F-Zero.
It does. Dude, an F-Zero movie is so fun, too.
Well, we can try Rocket Racing. I can play some racing games. Yeah.
I'm looking at other games that are like currently on sale for Steam. There's a free one called We Were Here. You have it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you beat it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind.
I mean, I think I'm good enough to let you know, like, to let you handle the puzzles instead of me directing.
That's very true. Me and Albert need to play Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can play with us? No, I'm just kidding.
What's Baldur's Gate?
It's Dungeons and Dragons, man.
Oh, is it?
But in a video game.
Hmm.
It's not third person, or it's not first person either.
Yeah, it's just point and click, top down, strategy game. But it is a time commitment, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a learning curve. There's a pretty self-explanatory.
It's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
It's just like, it have to be long sittings.
Right.
How many hours?
I don't know. A lot. Like, I think a full playthrough might be, like, 90 hours.
Obviously, we wouldn't do a full playthrough.
Right.
I was like, wait.
No, in one sitting, you can do half an hour if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, we'll see. Maybe watch a trailer.
It's a slow-paced, turn-based RPG. like Dungeons & Dragons.
You wait for your turn, and then you move and attack and
yeah,
have conversations with NPCs, a lot of conversations.
Sounds like fun.
It is role-playing
game, yeah. So if you're not into that, then you're not going to be into it.
We'll see. I don't know.
How many players is Cuphead? Just two?
Two.
Dang. I'm looking, guys.
He's trying.
I'm trying.
We can cut it.
We can play Borderlands somehow. I don't know.
Not if it's going to give Jesse motion sickness.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll figure stuff out. We definitely... I think the manga idea is a good idea because it won't be as long.
Yeah.
Obviously, watching movies in here. Maybe we'll find a way to incorporate that into the podcast.
Yeah, and the manga one, we can also do it remotely, I think.
We could.
Yeah.
Oh.
We can definitely do that.
But I think we definitely need to put out more for the channel.
Yeah.
I'll put out solo vids for the channel.
Starting your OF?
Yeah. I was like, wait, what does that mean?
Only feet.
Woo, free.
Free. Anyway, cut that out, please.
Blur it.
I guess this is Jugs and Plugs. Subscribe to us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Thank you guys for watching this year.
Thanks for another year.
Yeah, like this year for sure we've grown more than past years.
Yeah. If anything, I would want to like maybe upgrade lights for this room too, for the recording.
Get cameras for each of us individually, like some podcasts.
More cameras, but I'll work on looking out for deals.
Just have like a camera pointed to each of us, and
yeah.
Whenever we talk, just cut to that person.
Yeah,
that sounds like a lot of editing,
or at least a 4K camera so that we could zoom in on a person with just one camera.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
Because right, that's just 1080p. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know what your favorite episode was.
Yep.
I was going back and listening to some. Jesse's been listening to some.
Yep.
Maybe in the comments he'll put what his favorite episode was.
Oh, you mean in the description?
Yeah, in the description.
not the comments?
Up there.
Somewhere.
You mean like... Oh,
no,
you
I'm
mean
just kidding. Like, no, I meant the description.
The
description.
In the card?
Okay. Yeah.
In the card, yeah. He'll tag his favorite episode. But yeah, this has been The Legendary Sip, and join us next year for the same stuff that we've been watching. Movies,
maybe some games, some manga,
games,
anime.
We gotta
read JoJo part 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something that would be fun project for the podcast would be an intro or outro animation and or music.
Mm, yeah.
So whatever you wanted to do animation wise, or we can work on that.
Yeah. I gotta brush up my animation skills.
Yeah. Or it doesn't have to be animation. If one of us want to learn editing, video editing, we could create animation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've been thinking about getting into more video editing. Mm-hmm. So I could be more like
immersive,
efficient in my editing, but also do more. Yeah.
We need a cool jingle. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Who are you gonna call?
Legendary Sip.
Okay.
Not copyrighted whatsoever.
This is not good.
Anyway, see you guys next year. I don't know what we're doing to start the year. We haven't discussed it yet, so it'll be a surprise.
Surprise episodes are the best.
Yeah.
That's not my favorite.
Make sure you link that one too in this area.
Or whatever that is.
It's the episode where Jesse says, "Your mom."
Yeah,
it is. My mom.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I think that's the only episode we have titled like some random thing that's not the movie title. Because that's the one where Albert comes in later and it's just me and John starting about Dio's Anatomy. And it starts, the thumbnail is just me and John. It says surprise.